Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book is ageofthecustomer.com, and smallbusinessadvocate.com. Did I say that one? I'm old. I forget things. Welcome back. You know, Joel Abbov is our guest. Hey, Joel, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. Have you gotten to that point yet?
Oh, on an hourly basis.
Joel Abbov, ladies and gentlemen, he is the franchise king. Become a franchise owner. That's his outstanding book. I encourage you to check it out, and you'll be glad you did. Especially if you're interested in franchising, being a franchisor, or being a franchisee. We're talking about your predictions, right, Joel? Your 2018 predictions. In the last segment, we talked a lot about the impact of the economy, and how it can, and on some elements of the franchise industry. An economy, a good economy or a bad economy, can be counter-cyclical, counterintuitive to some parts of franchise, whereas other parts it does just fine. So what else do we need to look for in 2018?
Well, it's interesting. I was talking about career pain, and when there's not a lot of career pain in the employment market, that not as many people are going to be out and about looking for alternatives to traditional employment. But there's another kind of pain, and Subway has been in the news lately, and their franchisees are starting to get really, really aggravated, kind of in the way that the McDonald's
really?
Franchisees did about a few years ago. Yeah, it's a bit of a tired brand. The stores are a little tired looking. I was quoted in Business Insider as saying even the employees are kind of tired looking. I think they're just kind of.
What do you,
I don't
you
know.
Think you haven't been investing?
There's no excitement.
They're not investing in the product or the brand or.
They're not as busy. The stores are just not as busy. They lost, I believe, 900 franchisees.
Really?
It's a lot. It's
but
a lot.
They wound up proliferating a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, they were like almost everywhere you went, they were stuck in this little nook and cranny.
Yeah.
Did that dilute them too much, you think?
I think it's diluting them, and I think that the competition is a lot better than it used to be with the addition of social media and online marketing, it's just harder. But here's what I'm seeing, and I wrote about this in the article. The CEO is the late Fred DeLuca's sister, and I would imagine that she is financially pretty set for life.
Yeah,
and there may not be enough pain for her to really, really make some smart moves now.
No, there's something to be said for having fire in your belly. There's something to be said
for
wanting to slay another dragon.
Right. And if she has 20,000 or 30,000 checks being mailed to her every month from every franchisee around the world in the form of a royalty, a percentage of sales, that's some pretty thick money. And I think that when you have that kind of money coming in, you don't necessarily feel the need to make a move and to maybe bring some outside talent in to really, really start increasing the brand presence in a positive way,
right?
You know,
but you know, so how would you turn it around if you were her? You give the reins to somebody else.
I would hire someone from the outside.
Bring somebody else in.
I would hire someone from the outside.
Yeah,
from the food industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So is it a publicly traded company, Subway?
No, it's private.
It's private. Okay. Well, they can do whatever they want to do, and as long as they,
you got
but still, you have an obligation to the people who've made an investment. There are plenty of people out there who that's their everything, isn't it? Their Subway shop is their everything. They put their money in it, and now this is a cautionary tale, isn't it? This is a cautionary tale for franchisees, isn't it? because
yeah.
when you buy a franchise, you're buying the in some ways, and you and I've never said this before, you're buying the fire in the belly of that franchisor, right? And if that fire goes out,
that's right,
you're stuck with a franchise that's going nowhere, maybe even going backwards.
Right, or just kind of floating along in happy limbo.
Right. So, that, I mean, that's something to think about. And if you're a franchisee and you start seeing that kind of thing happening, you know, you need to watch for that, don't you? So you can make a phone call or go visit the franchisor and say, hey, guys, this is not, you're not going to turn into Subway, are you?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
One more quick prediction. Using social media.
One more quick prediction before you go. We've got about 45 minutes.
One more
45
quick
seconds.
Prediction.
Yeah.
Sure. One more quick prediction are the continued growth of very, very personalized food operations, where you mm-hmm. can go in to a pizza place like a Your Pie or a Blaze Pizza, and much like a Chipotle, pick your own ingredients. As they're making the pizza right in front of you, and
right.
millennials especially love personalization. So watch for that trend in franchising in all
Very
aspects, every sector.
Very interesting. Hey, Joel, I need your website again, please.
TheFranchiseKing.com.
Can they find all your predictions here on that website?
Yep. Yep.
All right.
Yep. The 2018 franchise trends. You got it,
folks. Check him out. He's He knows a lot about this topic. Well, heck, he is the franchise king. Hey, Joel, come back soon. Good job today.
You got it. Have fun in Houston.
Thanks, buddy. I'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.